Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Raw Preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by the Dudley Boys of What Culture, Michael Hamflett and Michael Sidgwick, here to look ahead to tonight's episode of Monday Night Raw. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts, where we not only review Monday Night Raw, but also SmackDown, NXT 2.0, AEW Dynamite, AEW Rampage, pay-per-views, premium live events, we have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a round of the week complete with a bloody good quiz, of course. On Wrestle Culture. As I said, though, joined by Hamflett and Sidgwick to look ahead to Raw tonight. Not quite as stacked a show as last week, I think it's fair to say.
I mean, it's fair to say that, but it never is it? It'd be fair to say it's rubbish every week.
Well, Raw was great last week, so.
Before we talk about Monday Night Raw, we've got to talk about the guy
yes.
that did a magnificent tribute to, well, the number one podcast in all of pro wrestling, and highlighted, I think, one of the two reasons. He missed out the bit with all the fantastic analysis, but he also covered the great highbrow comedy that we also offer as part of our offering. We've got a shout out, FlyGlint5, at FGlint5 on Twitter.
Yes.
He calls himself YouTube's best kept secret, but I don't think he will be for any longer because he's been given the rub off the buddies.
Yeah. Right?
It's absolutely worth going out your way to see. At FGlint5, we retweet off the work account, I think probably all of ours as well. And this felt like the most opportune time to do it, didn't it? The Raw preview begins anew, a week of all of us finally unlocking the secret to covering WWE, which is to realise that it's not a wrestling show. It's barely even a television show. It's a complete piss about. And if we treat it with the level of disdain that they treat their own process, we all have a substantially better time, including after the fact as well. You saying this, last week wasn't so bad. It was, but all your memories are wrapped up in our review and silly voices and new buttons.
It's the equivalent of when we do our live streams and people come off. Like the Rumble is a perfect example. Like, we came out of it and I saw people saying, like, this is one of the worst Rumbles I've ever seen, and people, you know, just berating WWE left, right and centre. Me and Phil, like, oh, he chucked some Skittles in the air and caught them in our mouth, and we had a good laugh when Mighty Molly came out. So I quite enjoyed it, to be honest. That's my
4 hours.
That's my experience of Monday Night Raw, basically. But yeah, we've had all the fallout from the Royal Rumble. Now we're on the road to Elimination Chamber, I suppose. And as part of that, Hamflett, let's start by talking about someone returning to Raw this week, Lita, who sort of saved the main event last week.
Yeah, I can't really fault WWE on this one because they seem to have the foresight. We said this last week on the preview. It was going to be really awkward to book Ronda Rousey and Becky Lynch together, but our gut feeling was they were going to do it anyway. And they did, and it went wrong. But they almost seemed to know that elements of it would go wrong. And it was like, well, just give them a Lita till the end of the season. And that worked. Like, she sent the show out on a high. Lita, never the greatest promo, suddenly sold herself, and fittingly so, as a revered legend, somebody that when Becky Lynch is beating all the rank and file, not to be horrible to do, drop and Liv Morgan, but that's how Becky's presenting them, so that's how we're allowed to receive them. Beating the rank and file, nobody left, blah, blah, blah. A legend comes in who Becky Lynch has never fought and doesn't know. She doesn't know what she doesn't know about Lita, and that's Lita's biggest strength. And Lita can say that to her because she's got the benefit of experience. And I felt a bit guilty last week when I was kind of cruel to some of Lita's work, but ultimately, that promo and her charisma and the fans' faith in her was so strong that it kind of makes you forget that even in her peak years, she was like kind of prone to a botch once upon a time. All you saw was what wrestling is supposed to show you, which was the belief that somebody's awesome regardless of what they actually are. I'm sufficiently hyped already for Lita Becky Lynch, famous last words. I don't think, based on last week, they can or will screw this build up.
What else can they do? Becky can cut some kind of promo at Lita's expense where she says something to the effect of, yes, Lita was good for her time, but the horsewomen, and I'm the best one, because I'm the no one's ever beat me for the championship, mm-hmm. and people have beat Charlotte Flair for about 13 times. 13 times. So she can say... So she can say something to the effect of, yes, Lita was good for her time, but her time has passed. It's now time for big time Bex. They can create some kind of comparative exercise between, is it better to, in their canon, right? Manami Tayo was like pretty much retired by the time they deigned to give the women a main event of Raw. But is it better to have revolutionized, air quotes, women's wrestling in WWE, or to have taken it further by benefiting, by walking the ground paved by Lita? I expect this to inform the build. It's not the worst story in the world. I can't see them working a great match or casting any significant doubt over the outcome. So I'm going to be less generous to Hamflet and say that this is probably going to be Bobbins.
She, Becky Lynch, on an Austin interview, name-checked. She was talking about her and all the trainees and the certain age they were when they all got started. She name-checked Lita. Like, oh, everybody dressed up as Lita and the Hardy Boys, like back when they were all training. So, like, there's going to be, I think there's going to be loads of influence. I think it's going to be something along the lines of they just love to neg the characters. This is what I'm saying. I think, like, it could still be objectively rubbish. I just sensed last week that Lita will remain popular between that. It's like 2 weeks away or something. It's not that, like, longer run up to Elimination Chamber. Hopefully, I don't think they've got enough to screw up. I think, like, they'll do the usual negging stuff. I think she'll say, look, I dressed like you when I trained, but I dress like me now because I achieved more than you ever could. And Lita's going to sort of just question her authenticity and say, look, I even looked up to you when you were the man, but what are you now? Mm. You're hiding all this. Like, she can do a little bit of what Liv Morgan and Doudrop couldn't do convincingly, which is say, I see beyond the facade because I've wrestled 10 of yous before. Like, they didn't have that. They were overawed by big time Becks, but I won't be. There's good content to be mined. It's whether or not they'll find it.
Yeah, and it sort of all factors in towards the Raw Women's Championship picture, I suppose, at WrestleMania. We all kind of know where we think they're heading, but they can at least make it a little bit interesting. They've got everything sorted on the other side of things. The WWE Championship's all up in the air, obviously, in an elimination.
It's not sorted, then.
In an Elimination Chamber. But we at least know something's going on with that. And that, you know, the title match is to go down in a chamber. But then you would assume that they're not just going to obviously do a rematch at WrestleMania. It's the, you know, big show of the year. So one would hope, I'm not expecting them to do this, but one would hope that they would look at that and say, right, well, if this is real, then everyone else should be going, right, if I can get a bit of a run together, the spot to fight for that Raw Women's Championship is up for grabs at WrestleMania.
I doubt it. I think it's Bianca Belair.
But that's what I'm saying. Make that as part of the story. Don't just be like, well, it's obviously going to be Bianca Belair. Like, Rhea Ripley, arguably, for example...
Here he comes.
...has dealt with Nikki. I'm not saying that she should actually be in the title match, but I'm saying that she can say, like, dealt with Nikki A.S.H., you know, involved in the Rumble and subsequently on Raw last week. Now I've got all that bollocks out of the way, no tag team stuff. I'm a singles wrestler. I should be fighting for the title at WrestleMania. And then you could have just a banger of a match for Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair to effectively crown a number one contender. I've got Liv Morgan's name written down, but you don't need that.
Yeah, she's gone.
So you do that, and then that can be a catalyst eventually to turn Rhea Ripley heel, which is kind of what
we need. I would do precisely that if I had the pencil. I would do precisely that. Rhea Ripley's future in a competent world, let's just pretend it's worth talking about, okay? In a competent promotion, her future is as a babyface. We know she starred as a babyface before. She needs to disassociate fans from this particular babyface persona because it's rotten. It's absolutely terrible. She looks visibly distressed at having to recite this terrible material. Her in-ring work has kind of suffered. She had one match you could probably call that good to her name throughout all of last year. Bianca Belair versus a heel Rhea Ripley would be an absolutely great hoss fight. Really physical, really different, really new, really fresh.
They approached it that a takeover Portland.
Yeah. So they could do that and do it well. And Rhea Ripley could turn heel in the interim. You could even run it back at WrestleMania after a stip. And then eventually Rhea Ripley gets enough credit in the bank, enough currency with which to then turn face because the fans will want it. Will they do any of this? I don't know. We've got a good game. Got a really good game.
Like, it's sound reasoning from Cedric. How did, say, so you have a Royal Rumble. Like, there's obviously Money in the Bank at the time of year. We have a Royal Rumble this time of year, and then have an Elimination Chamber. And which one of those did Goldberg go through to get his title shot? just turned up, didn't he? And 2 years ago, when Goldberg was the Universal Champion, did Roman, before that match was cancelled, win the Rumble, or did he win the Elimination Chamber? He just turned up, didn't he? This is the It's Official Derby. Both of them have just arrived on the scene with the other one there, and then Michael Cole's gone, well, that's our match! it's like, so Bianca Belair being number one contender is unfortunately as simple as it's official, but...
There was a sort of roar after the chamber, basically.
Yeah. But I'm a little bit more optimistic, if only because we got that really boring match last week. Really dull resetter of Bianca Belair's year. Because the thing about your point about Rhea Ripley is that is reasonable because nobody in the Rumble got over. So it's not like one person came out, oh, so close. Mm. Fingertips on the pointing at the sign. I was going to say belt, but it's not a physical thing. Pointing at the sign, and they didn't do it. Nobody got over. It was a pointless, futile exercise. So everybody, in a roundabout sort of way, is kind of at like level footing at this point. So if Rhea Ripley was to get a win, then Bianca Belair's like, well, I got to win. Well, I got to win. Well, yeah, maybe we should have a match, you know. But they probably won't do that. They'll probably just say, well, it's her. It's her.
Give her a...
My go.
There you go.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, in terms of advertised matches for tonight's Raw, we've only got one, and it is Riddle versus Seth Rollins. This, let's not forget, is a match that Seth Rollins a while back said, well, I'm never going to face Riddle one-on-one ever, to which WWE said,
we're going to do it anyway. We're going to do it anyway. We're going to do it anyway.
Looking forward to it.
That's awesome. It's funny. Was it Survivor Series 2020 where they were on opposite ends of the Raw versus SmackDown 5-on-5 and Seth Rollins just went, nope.
he just offered himself,
sacrificed someone else, took the pin. I think they've since kind of, I think Riddle's since went up to Seth Rollins and said, sorry about my bloody wife. Sorry about that. It was her fault.
It was. That was the Instagram comment, wasn't it?
The Instagram comment saying that, like, Becky Lynch and several other unnamed... She posted a picture of Becky Lynch's arse and said, you tone that down? It's like, no wonder Seth Rollins was like, all yous. He's well within his rights to do that, but apparently Riddle's subsequently gone up to, oh, sorry about that.
Like Brent with the speaking clock is on. I'm sorry.
So, but, you know... He's probably in the back of his mind. I still think you're a knob, but you did the right thing, and I'll be a pro, and I'll have to bloody, you know. What if, like, Riddle hits hard? What if, like, a straight kick happens?
Oof.
Like, what if there's a bit of... Remember that match when it was like, was it friggin'... Oh, it was Alexa Bliss versus Sasha Banks. You know, they hate each other. And they were paired together on Raw, and everyone was like, get in! What if it all unravels? What if it gets a shoot? So this is the... Basically, what I'm getting at is this match, which clearly won't have a finish because they're both in the chamber.
Wait a second. Someone needs a momentum heading towards the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, you can get momentum by being so hard that you get disqualified for kicking too much ass.
So,
it's not going to go to a finish. So, this good match that is tainted by the fact that if they, for whatever reason, if they decided that, oh, I don't want Seth Rollins back in 2011, we'll skip him. And then Seth Rollins and Riddle have a match in PWG in like 2016. And it's just the best, amazing thing. I always think that these matches could be better. So it's always tainted. It's not going to have a finish. They both need momentum. They can both have the momentum if it doesn't go to a finish. The big intrigue is, what if Seth Rollins decides, actually? The best thing is Riddle will kick his ass. So, like, it would be double fun. Double your fun.
Yeah. A lot of... prepare yourself for a lot of people. This could go 15 minutes tonight, and a lot of people will be very, very excited about the quality of this match, with or without a finish. I'm kind of inclined to agree with Sidgwick here. I don't think it'll get one. I don't mind the booking, you know. I think... if only this was a company you could have any faith in. You could have a faith in the overall outcome of all this. Rarely do I get to do this on a Monday Night Raw preview. This is reserved for the Rampage or Dynamite ones. But assuming that we're going to get RK-Bro and the Alpha Academy one last time, and I don't expect RK-Bro to get the belts back, but like that's on the cards. Mm. This also, and may do tonight, spin RK-Bro off into something with Owens and Rollins. You could see Owens and Orton...
oh, yeah.
Getting in the mix. You know, like, they've got partners. I know this is an Elimination Chamber tune-up or however they're going to position it, but they've both got tag team partners. They're both...
they've wiped Seth Rollins versus Shane McMahon off the WrestleMania card.
Yeah, that's gone. So Seth's gotten out now. So they're kind of having to rethink what's going on there anyway. I just think it's... there's potential for this to at least... even if there's no finish tonight, even if it is just really to put two wrestlers together... because they know they're going to get 15 minutes of content. Some of it's going to be good, but it's predominantly going to be content. There's a match down the line that I think you could sell people on it. That's something I would want to watch. Yeah. If they were actually advertising that, or if there was a, it's not obviously Elimination Chamber because of the chamber itself, but if there was a B-show pay for you coming up and you know you need to kind of keep both these teams warm, you'd watch that. That's all right.
Do you think perhaps the reason for the lack of finish is the involvement of the Alpha Academy? Let's not forget, this is the night of the conclusion of the Alpha Academy Academic Challenge with that quiz bowl.
Well, possibly. Randy Orton, is he around this week?
I don't know. Meltzer reckons there might be a story there.
Yeah, the last time we saw him was about, what?
90s!
Ago? Something like that? Well, I remember,
did you have that while we were doing Rampage?
No, I didn't have it.
Because you did that 9 days impression like four times. I thought that would be incredible discipline if you were saving that for the Raw preview. Absolutely, like, incredible discipline.
No, I just forgot that. And I wanted the two, and I was like, oh, yeah, bollocks, I meant to do that earlier. So now we've got the two sons. We've got...
90s!
It's a little billionaire's playground.
I forgot how long that went on for. Sorry about that.
Shane McMahon just constantly appears and won't go away. What were we talking about?
Academic challenge.
I feel like there's two sides to this podcast. I'm not going to spoil it for the audience, but like when it comes to bowl, there's a double meaning. And you guys might not know about the other thing, but I'll fill you both in. It's kind of my world, this. So there's a football reference, but also...
football.
Little thing known as cannabis. Look it up. there's a reference in that culture to people who... I believe it's called drinking a bowl. Is that, I don't know. No,
what is a bowl?
I don't know. Is it like...
is it like their word for a bucket?
Well, I only...
a bucket is and...
where you put a big straw and like... I don't know. You smoke it, don't you? You want to smoke that bowl? I don't know.
Years ago?
I don't know.
I didn't even know what a bucket was. Bucket was like the real... like people who just want to have too much juice. They don't have a good time. This one. They want a whitey. So I don't know what a bucket was. Maybe is a bowl, they like bong. So what is a bowl?
I'll Google it.
This is this thing where like you get an empty plastic bottle of pop. Soda. Right?
Empty pipe of Pringles.
So you put one hole in one bit, a hole in the other. You would stick the thing in and like blow it. And it would give you far too much, like basically.
Right.
It would be far too freaking much.
So I've Googled bowl, weed, gone on Urban Dictionary, and it's the part of a marijuana pipe in which the marijuana is placed. So, yeah, it can be attached to a bong, I assume.
Yeah.
Obviously, they use it as a... using it in a sentence. Option number one, I want to smoke a bowl right now so bad, right? Option two...
definitely threatened there.
Well, option two's been written like Keith Lee. It says, brackets, British accent. Oh, you guys are smoking a bowl? They're going to smoke a bowl. May we smoke with you? Who's ever said, may we smoke a bowl, gentlemen?
Oh, Keith Lee.
So it's a pipe? That pipe one, what a waste.
Right, Riddle's going to misunderstand what he was signed up for, and he's thinking this is a.
And they're in Denver.
Keeping it football related, Riddle's going to think this was a home run.
What's the lore of Denver?
It's just bloody love weed. Denver, Colorado, I think was one of the first places to legalize it, if I'm not mistaken.
There'll be a bold joke about how Riddle likes to smoke weed.
And it's the Super Bowl this weekend, yep. LA Rams versus Cincinnati Bengals, of course.
And it's going to have a. Thought it was about a big bowl of cereal.
Cereal, yeah.
Big load of cereal. And they're all going to be like, what are we going to do with this mix-up?
Another game? We'll add another game. What cereal?
What's funny about Otis?
Fruit Loops.
I'm going to steal your pattern and go with Kevin Patrick's Lucky Charms.
But yeah, how do you see this one? I assume RK-Bro win this.
Yeah. Well, what's going to happen is RK-Bro will win. And in retaliation, they will end the match that they don't want to book because it's inconvenient for them to book Riddle versus Seth Rollins. They're going to book it because they are two stars who will do a decent quarter hour and they are talented enough to work a 15-minute match. And Alpha Academy will interfere after 15 minutes. Could end in two. But, you know, that they know that TV time premium is very valuable in WWE. So after like 15 minutes, they will come out and get retaliation for losing the ball.
The only good way they do this, there is a way, are you thinking, is if you had Chad Gable on commentary for the entire match. Because his power right now is untouchable.
I think at very least you're going to get another promo because, like, well, Shush is ruined. You could feel it last week. It's like WWE have picked up on that. Like, Fandango in, it's whatever. Like they'll like
remember
Jerry Lawler. Hey kids, Fandango in. You seen this? You
heard about this? Hey kids,
I've been reading your magazines for no other reason, and everyone's talking about Fandango in.
Hey kids.
Never mind iTunes. Get in my car. Listen to my tunes.
What else have we got to talk about before we get to the games? Oh, yeah. No one else has advertised for this Raw, so I've just written, will Kevin Owens target Damian Priest?
Oh, my God.
Pin the United States champion.
Is that still happening?
Probably not.
Pin the United States champion, and then they've just not picked up on
it. Is he not the number one contender? Were they not sort of doing the same thing as with Sami Zayn, and there was a nice bit of mirroring between them? Like,
maybe.
Where, like, doing a bulldog thing, chucking pins around, going, where's our title shot? Right there. I thought that was the... It was supposed to be a cute little thing there, and he could claim the same conspiracy, but then that felt like that got dropped about as hard as Damien Priest was by Omos in a Royal Rumble elimination that also meant nout.
Yes. He lost to Austin Theory last week, so what a terrible bit of booking. Absolutely abysmal company this is. He can poke holes in fucking everything about it.
Vince might be back this week.
He still gets someone in my... He still gets one of my Twitter notifications going, can't watch the news when Sidgwick's in it, you know, because...
That's crazy.
He's so biased. Look at the way it's booked, man. You imbecile.
What do you think is going to happen with Alexa Bliss this week, Sidge?
Okay. She's probably going to, like...
What should happen? I have a question. Making her way back to Raw or whatever, is that shot as if a week has passed since the last meeting, or is this just, like, a series of meetings?
Well, no, you can... pay attention to what she's wearing, Wilborn. Okay.
Come on, there's lore to this, Wilborn.
Well, the only reason I ask...
Lore of the makeup.
Is, in theory, shouldn't that room now be filled with a million lilies? Because he literally said...
Well, and the broken vase she threw in week one.
Well, because he said...
He's cleaned up.
No, but he said, it's Lily. And she's like, oh my God, it's Lily. And he went, oh, I literally bought it from WWE shop. So if she's crazy...
I bought a broken doll off the website.
Why wouldn't she buy all of the lilies?
What?
I don't know. I'm sort of trying to transition into the games part.
Just loads of lilies in the room.
A chair made of lilies.
To prove that they're just toys.
Yeah.
But then she gets... But you told her outright, oh, it's just a replica. And she's like, same difference.
That's my pitch for this week. It's an old developmental throwback. Johnny Ace is back in charge of...
Oh, good.
...all the things that matter in WWE. So it's a bit of a flashback to his time at the head of developmental. Room full of lilies, right? As you've pointed out, like all you can see is Lily dolls, his head, Alexa Bliss's head, so that people on Twitter can identify that lipstick's a different colour this week. But just loads and loads of Lily dolls, and then all of a sudden, a bright light up ahead. What did Alexa Bliss dress up as once? Buzz Lightyear. Turns out they're in a grabber machine like from Toy Story. All the lilies are the aliens. And how did people get picked up from SCW back in the day? They compared themselves to being an alien in the grabber machine. And then the grabber comes down to lift Alexa Bliss out of the machine and back into our world, our realm. But it's not one of them little metal grabbers. It's a hand. And the hand is wearing a glove.
There's quite a lot of grabbers in wrestling.
And the glove says... heel, because it's a fucking fiend.
Oh, yes!
Lifting her out. And she's going to be let in to WWE once again.
I've been there probably. I can't do anything. It's like, I'm expecting this to be horrendous every week. And it's just like, ah, she's there. She's wearing a different shade of lipstick. She's undergoing therapy.
Fiendish goddess.
Fiendish goddess.
That's a highlight every week. You get you like treat yourself every week. The new picture, the new look. Like search on Twitter a keyword that describes that look, and then go and look for how many people are still fan casting her as their private Malachi Black, Bray Wyatt, wank fantasy, whatever it is. Like, because like those comments are absolutely amazing. They're banging into this.
Where do we leave Alexa last week?
She just was, like, emotional with Lily. They, like, went back and nothing changed from the first bit to the second bit. He went, you do know this is from WWE Shop. And she went, oh, Lily, it's so good to have you back. And then that was it. Do the Raw Shark test. It's right there.
You really want
then
this.
You can have as well. As well.
I mean, I don't know where it goes. I don't care where it goes.
One thing you do care where it goes, though, is our new game. Should we introduce this?
Yep.
Baby, you can drive my waltz.
God, they both looked at me. Where was this devised?
Was this SmackDown preview?
It was a SmackDown preview.
Right, okay.
We were talking about this and that, contemplating
this and that. See this, you heard about this?
And for whatever reason, I just had this brainwave of, oh my God, vehicles. We were talking about vehicles in relation to someone, and I thought, oh my God, they do a vehicle... based storyline every year during WrestleMania season. This can be one of the games. So the game, just to reiterate to the listeners, baby, you can drive my waltz. So just a bit of background for people who aren't maybe aware of the weird reason WWE does WrestleMania builds. They like vehicles. Becky Lynch, if you recall, 2020 had like the big truck, the big van with the flames.
It was sort of foreshadowing this character.
Yes, because she was...
That was where it was going, wasn't it? Yeah.
Should have lost to Shayna Baszler.
Yeah.
WrestleMania, really. Sorry.
She pitched that.
There was a police car was the vehicle, and yeah, prior.
That's how we got to it, because we talked about them fighting in the back of a police car.
Yeah, so Charlotte Flair, Ronda, and Becky had that angle where they were fighting in a police car.
The all-time great Hogan Rock segment that they never replayed, the bit where he ran into his ambulance in a truck.
So this is how...
Kevin Nash went,
so they are so obsessed with vehicles at WrestleMania season that they had the simplest story and one of the best stories they've ever told. Icon versus Icon. How on earth did we swing this? It was worth it. WWE dying. WCW dying was worth it just to arrive at that for one night. Not really, but you know what I mean. Then they thought, oh, I'll get some vehicles on this. Like, and they did like Mack truck stuff. Shane McMahon getting his head thrown through a limo by AJ Styles.
Let's see how that sounded. There we go.
They had Bret Hart,
yay leg,
feigning a leg injury as part of a master plan conjured with
I've
John
got some
Cena.
Good friends in Hollywood with John Cena.
Can you think of any other vehicle stuff?
Braun, didn't we? Braun smashing that car.
Braun smashed the car up to sell the toy that the New York, the Saturday Night Live hosts gave him. Yep.
Wasn't there the was there a Drew motorbike thing with a sword? Something like that.
The original beer bath. I'm going to roll into WrestleMania, burn that the bitch to the ground and all that. That was on a lorry. Yeah, they love it.
So the question is, what? Baby, you can drive my what? Pamphlet.
Chad Gerber on a unicycle. You think two wheels are impressive on a scooter? Check this out.
He's talented enough to do it, probably.
Yeah, I think he could. I think he could learn a unicycle in a day. If CM Punk can do the alphabet backwards over the course of 6 hours, he was probably given to revise that. Chad Gerber, this polymath figure. Like this polymath figure, I think, can ride a unicycle at least down to the ring.
Well, for me, right, they've been talking about Brock Lesnar being a farmer quite a bit.
Yes.
They're dropping in, but LTSD here, they're dropping in the fact that the guy likes to farm quite often.
Yeah, Heyman leaned on it heavily on SmackDown.
He's a farmer from Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan.
Yeah. Not only is he a farmer, but like a bit banter now, isn't he, Brock? He's a bit jolly. So he's the kind of this incarnation of the Brock Lesnar character. You can imagine doing vehicle stuff where the old meta mercenary would just be like, why would I drive a tractor, Paul? Why would I drive a tractor? I don't know why I was saying this. I reckon he's going to, maybe not tonight, maybe tonight, because for the purposes of the game.
Yeah.
He's going to drive into Raw on a combine harvester. Or a tractor.
Or is that because you can't go for the Brock Lesnar big tractor?
A big tractor. So he's going to tractor.
Brock Lesnar.
Or a tractor. What do they call it in America?
A tractor.
In America, it's a tractor.
Is it still called a tractor?
I think so.
Anyway, he's going to come in and I can like scoop up people and like soil earth.
You know what? Tractor doesn't sound right, but tractor trailer sounds
tractor
right, doesn't it?
Trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A tractor.
Yeah.
Just going to go in a tractor and like.
What do they measure angles with? Is it a protractor?
And he's like, Paul Heyman's going to be backstage. And, how he talks. And like from behind, you're going to see the tractor like creep into shot and you can hear like some noises. And Paul Heyman's got a great face to sell it. And he gets scooped up. And then he can get lifted up in the air, and then he can like do a controlled fall onto some like crash pads.
Good stuff. My idea could be executed tonight for the game. Probably won't be, but if I know America, and I think I'd pretty well. They love a good chwap chwap. They love a chwap chwap. And picture the scene: big entrance. This is at WrestleMania. It might be get previewed tonight, but. Damien Priest. One half of the car's black. The other half of the car's white.
That's the whole thing.
That's the whole thing.
Damien Priest.
And also, there's a hot tub in there. And for some reason, Triple H won't leave.
And babes.
Don't
forget the goddamn babes.
What if? So, like, it's chopped down the middle. So you've basically merged a white car and a black car. Yeah. And the black car's got, he's all like, oh, boy, it's got spikes sticking out of wheels. But the white car's got, oh, some nice feathers. Right? You've got the good and bad, basically. But to add into it, to reference what we talked about. What was the game we played on NXT where it was about Vince ruining Triple H's legacy? Remember that? On the NXT Dubai preview.
I can't remember what it was called.
Yeah.
But it was like figuring out what dig.
Yeah.
Sticking on his ribs once a week. Yeah.
What if he's got that? He's got the dark side of the car when it's, devil horns for the wheel or something. Mm. I don't know. And a halo, obviously, for the. Don't know why it's got two wheels, but still. Steering wheels, I mean. But instead of windscreen wipers, it's just Triple H's hand pointing and just goes back.
It's very good.
But yeah, let us know your suggestions for.
Baby, you can drive my waltz.
Along with your thoughts ahead of Monday Night Raw on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE.
Yeah, you know when people
WWE
reply.
WWE is immune to content creation.
Like for anybody, like I sometimes think about this. Anybody that's found us for the first time and is like WrestleMania,
looked at the charts and gone pick number one.
Yeah, WrestleMania season number one on the charts. Go for a wrestling podcast and they've listened. It's like they haven't actually talked about wrestling. Well, Wilbon says like leave with your thoughts on anything we've pitched for the games or indeed Monday Night Raw. We only ever get pitches for the games. We only get references to the games. Like this, we are at very least reflecting the indifference of the audience at large to this product and people, as we are doing, rooting around the dark, just some fun. About it.
I mean, I didn't even rely on WWE incredibly lazy because they have that 30-second ad. But the first 20 seconds is the almighty era under threat? Well, he's only just started it again. And yeah, he's in the chamber with five other blokes in Saudi Arabia. So probably.
Yep.
So I wasn't going to speculate on that tonight. So it's not my fault. It's them. It's them. You've got to blame them. We're trying our best over here. But we've got a lot of fun planned for tomorrow. Because don't forget, the Raw Review also features the 5-star review. If you want to suggest something for it, short, crap, wrestling-related, you can do so on iTunes. I don't think you can do it on Spotify. I can't work out the Spotify rating system. I think you can rate us. Give us a 5-star on
yes,
Spotify.
On both, on everything.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think, I've not seen, if someone can show me, like if you've screenshotted a review you've written for us on Spotify, please do tweet it to us. But yeah, I think it's just...
It's rating rather than reviewing, isn't it?
The written ones. But yeah, do suggest something short, crap, and wrestling related for us to review instead of a god awful Monday Night Raw segment on iTunes. As I said, you can tweet us at WhatCultureWWE. Watch, they can follow all three of us. You can follow Michael Hamflett at
Michael Hamflett.
Follow Michael Sidgwick at
M Sidgwick.
And follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE, as I said. Make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. The Raw review will be out tomorrow, and also available right now is our reviews of SmackDown and AEW Rampage from earlier on today. But for now, this has been the Raw preview. My thanks to the Dudley Boys. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.